A few weeks ago, Itzhak Perlman and his wife Toby were at Kansas City's Kauffman Center, performing and talking about their lives in music. At one point, Toby said something about Kansas that was news to me. Now, I don't claim much knowledge of classical music, but I do know something about Kansas. So how come I didn't know that Dorothy DeLay, one of Itzhak Perlman's early violin instructors, came from Medicine Lodge, down by the Oklahoma border? Turns out DeLay was born in Medicine Lodge in 1917. Her father was the local school superintendent and an amateur cellist. Her mother played the piano. Dorothy started violin lessons at age 4, gave a recital when she was 5. They moved from Medicine Lodge to Neodesha in southeastern Kansas, where Dorothy graduated from high school. She went on to Michigan State, then Juilliard. In 1946, she went back to Juilliard as a teacher. When Perlman came to the U.S. from Israel in 1958, Dorothy DeLay was one of his first teachers. She taught all sorts of noted violinists, held important teaching positions. In 1994, she was awarded the National Medal of the Arts by President Bill Clinton. She died in 2002 at age 84. Now, she's hardly the only important figure in classical music to come from Kansas. Opera singer Joyce DiDonato was born in Prairie Village and went to Wichita State. She's won 3 Grammys, and she sang the national anthem before Game 7 of the 2014 World Series in Kansas City, something I did know. Samuel Ramey is an opera singer from Colby out in northwestern Kansas. He went to Kansas State and Wichita State before starring in the New York City Opera, where his booming bass led to all sorts of roles, especially as the devil or villains in various operas. I know I'm leaving out other famous figures in classical music who came from Kansas, but one thing seems to tie these three together. They remembered their connection to this place. In spite of a relentless touring schedule, Joyce DiDonato performs regularly in Kansas City. Samuel Ramey is a professor at WSU and will be at the Lead Center here at KU next spring. And Dorothy DeLay once said, if the East Coast broke off from the rest of the country, she'd go back to Medicine Lodge and open a violin school for children. Perlman says that DeLay always corrected him gently. When he made a mistake, he said, her response was, Sugar Plum, what are you missing here? Doesn't that sound like somebody from Kansas? I wish we honored artists and teachers in this state the way we celebrate generals and politicians and athletes. I know there's a sign on I-70 out by Colby that recognizes Ramey. Coincidentally, it's just down the road from the tiny town of Caruso. But maybe there should be something similar on the way into Medicine Lodge, at least a nod to the teacher, the master, who nurtured the talents of someone we do know.